Thank you for joining our podcast today. This is the Results Matter Business Podcast by RCI. When results matter, think RCI. RCI is a business consulting group based out of Tennessee. Our services include digital transformation, cultural transformation, operational excellence, IT, and fractional leadership. We offer strengths in healthcare and manufacturing. We hope that you can gain something out of our podcast today, which helps you to move the needle. If we can ever be of assistance, please reach out through our website at www.thinkrci.com or on social media at ThinkRCI. Now, let's get into the podcast. Welcome back inside the Results Matter Business Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Zoba, and I'm pleased to be joined by our guests, Andrew Van Brugel and Joe Noble today. In this episode, we are going to get into the Toyota production system and why it's significant. This will be the first episode of this series. So with that, let's jump in. Hey guys, how are we doing today?
Doing great, Andrew. Thanks for inviting me.
Yep, doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So to give our listeners a bit of background, the Toyota production system is vital for its emphasis on continuous improvement, waste reduction, and lean manufacturing principles. And basically, it's revolutionizing efficiency in production processes worldwide. This philosophy breaks down into what is called the four P's. And so, Andrew, I was hoping that you could define and break down each of the four P's for us.
Yeah, sure, Andrew. So as you mentioned, this is the first part of a six-part series. So what I don't want to do is dive into the Toyota production system straight away, because that's what we typically do in the West. We want to understand the principles behind it first. Now, the four P's is actually a construct by Jeffrey Leiker. Jeffrey Leiker is probably the most well-known studier of the Toyota way and the Toyota production system. And he was trying to interpret what he learned and saw over the decades at Toyota and put it into a way that we would understand and start to learn the differences between their way of thinking and ours. So he noticed they had what you could call four high-level principles that has to be really part of the DNA of every Toyota employee long before they learn about the Toyota. They need to understand these foundational principles. And he put that into a construct which he called the four Ps. So they really are an interpretation of Toyota's four high-level principles that they teach to their associates. So, the foundational P is philosophy. And he noticed the first thing was that Toyota thinks very much long term, right? So they're in it for the long haul, and they don't mess around changing direction every other week or changing personnel or changing strategy every other week. They understand that long term success only comes from long term vision. So they make their decisions based on that strategy, whereas we in the West tend to chop and change over a much shorter timeline or time horizon. So philosophy was his first P. Second P was one that we all know, that process. So that's the classic, eliminating waste, creating flow, making problems visible, pull as opposed to push, leveling the workload, et cetera, the whole gambit of tools and techniques that we in the West are most familiar with. And they slip into that second P, which is process. Now, by the way, if we translate from the Japanese high-level principle that we map to philosophy, that was called challenge. Now, the third P is people and partners, but it has to do with respect, respecting people and partners, and promoting those who live and breathe the philosophy. This is very different to what we do in Western culture, where we promote for just about every other reason other than a person's adherence to long-term philosophy. The respect and investment that Toyota was making into their associates was something that Leica found very, very peculiar and different, and then particularly extending that thinking to suppliers and other partners. So that was the third P. And then the fourth P was problem solving. He noticed that problem solving was a very fine art in Toyota, and the ability to continuously learn through problem solving. So problem solving wasn't just about fixing a problem, it was about learning and experimenting and learning that technique and making sure that all associates know that technique, and going to see where the problem is so that you truly understand. So, their rationale was, we don't care how long it takes to plan and think through something. That needs to be done correctly and needs to be done just once. But once we know what we're going to do, we're going to implement it very quickly. So they're the four P's, Andrew, and how Leica tried to explain what he saw in those high-level principles, in a way that we could understand.
Yes, thank you for that. Joe, building off of that, what are some Toyota terms that we might associate with each P?
Well, Andrew mentioned a few of them, but from a philosophy standpoint, prioritizing those long-term goals and really not looking at short-term wins, right? And keeping those long-term goals in focus is part of Hoshin Kanri, right? Hoshin Kanri is the Toyota term for strategy and strategy deployment. And so that's making people aware throughout the whole organization what the long-term goals are and how each individual's task and jobs are related to them. And so to me, that's one of the main things about philosophy from a term perspective. From a process perspective, I'm going to use my own term, the relentless pursuit of perfection. Okay, and that can be applied to processes and problem solving. But the main one approach associated with process is Kaizen, which is continuous small improvements for the better, whether it be process, people, you name it. That Kaizen is the main improvement technique within Toyota. And then from a people and partners standpoint, in the Western cultures, partners, suppliers, you name it, were typically, I want to say second class citizens, but not really. They weren't treated very well. And the Toyota's perspective is you partner with your suppliers to make not only Toyota better, but to make the suppliers better. And then also with the people aspect of that, one principle and one term I can relate to from a people perspective is that you are constantly developing your people and using a methodology to get people to think outside of their comfort zone. And when you start to think outside of your comfort zone and learn things by experimentation, then that is really when you're developing your people, because people are starting to use their own mind and their learnings from experimentation to better themselves in the process. And then I obviously problem solving comes down to kind of the DMAIC model, right? Where there is a methodology for that. You experiment, you learn deeply what the problem is, and then by experimentation, you end up with solutions that can improve just about anything. And so, from a Toyota perspective, getting outside of that typical what you normally would do and what you normally know, and to learn along the way helps with problem solving also.
No, that's great. Andrew, in relation to the four P's, where do companies usually locate themselves in relation to them, and how is this different than Toyota?
Yeah, so we see in the West, companies gravitate and sometimes consign themselves completely within the process P. Right, they get very interested in the tools and the techniques, all those things we mentioned earlier. You know, they like the idea of Kanban. They want to understand flow better. They like the idea of eliminating waste and leveling the workload, et cetera, et cetera. But they don't understand the whole system and how the pieces work together. So they get into the process, P, without really having a philosophy behind it. So we don't have the patience, we don't have the constancy, and we certainly don't have the discipline to maintain a philosophy, and we don't have in our DNA long-term thinking and long-term strategy. So we do the easy parts. You know, we go and learn how to do Kaizen or a little bit of Kanban or something, and rarely does it work because it's not actually a component of a broader system. So when we start at the process P, we don't link it to any real philosophy, and we're probably not truly committed to the development of people like what Toyota were, and we're certainly not committed to the supply. In fact, quite the opposite. You know, if you go way, way back into early manufacturing days, assembly workers and shop floor workers were not something to be valued. They just had a cost associated to them, and they were considered a necessary evil. This was completely opposite to Toyota's view. And then don't even talk about suppliers. So we spend most of our time trying to screw our suppliers, telling them they need to get their costs down and their quality up. We don't do anything to work with them. And we certainly don't solve problems in a permanent way, which is why most, most factories today, you'll see, you ask, what problems are you working on? Have you ever had them before? And it's nearly always yes. It's the same old problem. So yeah, we hang around in that P, that process P, and we just don't understand how the system works together, and we don't have a philosophy underlying it.
You know, someone told me that worked at Toyota once that the people piece is the only appreciating asset in a company, and I think that's a game changer for Toyota is they realize that. You know, if you think about it, if you don't invest in your people and you don't develop your people, then they're not going to give 100% or 110% if they need to because they won't want to, and so. You know, really investing in people and developing them really is an asset that you want to maintain and improve.
Yo, I think that's really good. Thank you for that. Building off of that, continue to talk about the four Ps because I think they're so vital. But what's the relationship between the four Ps and Toyota's production system?
So Toyota's production system is a way, typically to connect the process piece, which everybody loves to work on, right, with the philosophy, people, partners, and problem solving. Okay, because the Toyota production system is a means to connect the long-term strategy or goals of the philosophy, help develop people in problem solving around the process, okay, to get to the ultimate goal, I think. Of zero defects, which is no defects, 100% quality, 100% value-add activity into the processes, get to that one-piece flow and pull systems, and how do we eliminate waste, right? And eliminating those waste through problem solving and through developing our people. So to me, the Toyota production system enables and just builds upon the four P's.
That's great. Andrew, why is this so, what's so difficult about this model?
So, you know, obviously, like that was the ultimate question. Leica wanted to understand why don't we just do what they do over there in Japan? So there's a couple of things which are very different. So first of all, there's a certain level of passion needed, a certain level of cultural character needed to do these four P's, which we typically lack in the West. So you need more passion than what intelligence is needed. So you know, we're very smart in the West, and we can do all the tools and use all the techniques and understand them very quickly. But we probably lack the passion and the commitment. I'll just tell you a quick story. So I was fortunate enough to visit one of Toyota's plants in Nagoya. And I was on a with a group of people from the company that I was working at doing a tour because we were introducing our version of the Toyota production system, and someone had organized this tour at this plant. And I was talking privately to one of the people who were taking us around, and I asked, "Why are you so open about teaching people the Toyota production system? Well, why do you allow people, even competitors, to come into your plant and see how you do things and explain to them how you do it?" And he explained to me, he was Japanese, but he spoke English, and he explained to me, "Well, you see, no matter how many times you come through, and no matter how many books you read, and no matter how hard you look, you'll never be able to do what we do." And I said, "Oh, how is that?" He said, "Because you don't have the passion, you don't have the discipline, and you don't have a culture which supports this type of behavior." So that is the reason I think that we find it so difficult, because we lack all of those things. It would require executives, for example, to value the input of the shop floor more than their own input, which you very rarely see in our culture. So rather than I figure out all the solutions for you, I come to work each day to teach you how to experiment, to teach you how to learn, how to create, how to innovate, and my role is as a coach and a teacher. This is the life of the Japanese, from team leader up to executive. That is what the Toyota professional thinks when they go to work. It's very different to what we think. Toyota looks at their factory workers to solve problems, whereas in the West we seem to think that they create all the problems. And the team leader is not there to solve problems. The team leader is to facilitate the process of teaching and enabling the team leader to solve problems. So this focus on investing in employees, rather than how many parts have they made today, that constancy and stability, totally not in line with our thinking and the way we've been brought up in the West. And that is why I think we find it so very difficult to implement the four Ps of the Toyota production system.
So I want to add a couple things. So you mentioned the plant in Nagoya, Andrew. I didn't know that, but I actually had a chance to tour that plant also back when I was working in automotive, and ran into kind of the same thing. But one of the people at that plant told me that, all these tools that you see in the plant, you can't replicate, like you said, but it's because they had a need for that tool, and their people developed that tool based off that need, with the experimentation, with the passion, right, to try to get problem solved. And to me, that's what makes it so difficult, is you've got to trust your people to come up with solutions that are needed to solve specific needs and problems.
That's a good point. So even today, Andrew, when we go into clients who want to become lean, almost always they're surprised by the amount of excess capacity and indeed excess personnel they have, right? And they're shocked when you start to suggest we need to shut machines down or shut lines down or maybe even sell off some surplus equipment. Their whole thinking was, but I need these things to run. I need to run. I need to use all of my equipment at its fullest capacity because some accountant told me that's good. See, Toyota would never think that way. What drives every Toyota worker is how do we strive towards one piece flow? That is the fundamental underlying principle of all of their manufacturing. Everything that gets in the way of us manufacturing one piece at a time is what they strive to solve. And here in the West, we do almost the opposite. We're thinking of how do I get more production through every line and every person, even though nobody wants it? Well, the solution is let's make bigger batches. And so you see, we are diametrically opposed to the Toyota way of thinking. And so naturally, it's very difficult to implement their philosophies then.
No, both of you, that is great insight. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's going to wrap up today's episode. Like we said, this is the first episode in a six-part series. So stay tuned to watch our other episodes. But yeah, thank you both for joining me today.
Thanks for having us, Andrew.
Yep, thanks for having us, Andrew. Good conversation.
Absolutely. We'll see you next time.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you everyone for joining in today. I appreciate all the feedback and information you've given, and I hope in some way we've helped someone out there. This is Andrew Zova, and this has been the Results Matter Business Podcast by RCI. Thank you for joining in today, and we'll see you next time.